Far-right attack on Manchester rail workers picket line. Trade union fight back needed Bexy Heaney. Northwest Socialist Party organizer far-right protesters, wearing yellow vests, verbally abused the RMT Transport Union picket line at Manchester Victoria Station on the 5th of January. The Socialist Party sends its solidarity to the RMT members, who we have been standing shoulder to shoulder with for over 12 months during their strikes, to keep guards on a Riverrail North trains. A group of people, seemingly from various organizations, attacked the striking guards as well as holding protests outside other Manchester buildings, including Greggs, to oppose the new vegan sausage roll. Organized despite this laughable attempt to hijack the Chillits Jaunes, Yellow Vests, movement in Britain, any attack on trade unionists organizing, and attempts to threaten and intimidate, including with racist language, must be condemned and organized against. It highlights the need for trade unions to take a lead, not just in opposing the far right, but also in the anti-austerity movement. The Trade Union Congress should throw its full weight behind the call for a general election, mobilizing its members to fight for one. This would help cut across the tiny numbers of far-right activists that are trying to intimidate left-wing and trade union fighters. Solidarity. Paul Rafferty, Assistant Secretary of Manchester Trade Union Council, personal capacity, said, Manchester Trade Union Council condemns the attack on the RMT picket line by far-right activists. In response to this attack, we have organized a solidarity protest at Manchester Victoria on the 12th of January at 8 a.m. We believe that the trade union movement should be at the forefront of the fight against the far right and are proud to support the RMT's fight to keep guards on the train. We urge all trade unionists who are able to attend to take their union banners along to the protest. We support this call for a huge mobilization in solidarity. We will show that strikers will not be intimidated.